Join us on Now We Consume. Take in the knowledge, take in the laughs, indulge in the topics with us. The Now We Consume podcast will take you through the parts of your day you normally dread. Why suffer through the existential crisis of life alone when you can do it with us? And Now We Consume.
This is not meant to be a conspiracy episode or podcast, but we may cover some topics that dance that line like a toddler dances on their mother's last nerve. This podcast is rated I, for immature audiences only.
If you've ever texted your boss, "send nudes," and followed it with a calendar invite that says "performance review," then strap in with a strap on for the Now We Consume podcast. I'm your host, Pip. Here tonight with just one co-host, Gibbles. Did you like that one, buddy?
Yo.
Thank you.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Gibbs could not join us. He has other commitments with life. So if you're watching the video stream, we've got a little stand-in. Mansley is posting up and joining us tonight. But tonight we're going to discuss DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. We're going to be talking about some of the various projects that have been made available to the public, as well as the agency itself, from their roots and inception to some of their current advanced programs that aim to keep Americans safe and the bad guys ready to meet their maker in the most expensive and biggest display of fuck you way possible. Yeah, we've all heard of DARPA here and there. They've been kind of that whisper in the bedsheets of America's goings on in the military-industrial complex. But some of the things that have come out are true, some of the things are not true, and some of the things are just kind of downright scary.
I was going to say, just like the potato cannon, my boys and I came drummed up for the F-15 Strike Eagle.
Do tell.
Oh, yeah. When I was in tech school, we had some guy come out. I don't remember where he was from, but he was showing off some, it wasn't tech school. Oh my God, this is so long ago.
It's okay, take your time.
Where was I? Yeah. Oh, man. Maybe it was Mountain Home when I was TDY. I just remember that we had a guy come out talking about a new bomb system and showed us blueprints and how we would possibly be loading these bombs on the wings of the jet and everything. And then we were like, well, hey, when we're looking at this, couldn't you take a couple pipes using the mechanism that we use for the BDUs, the little blue bomb, you know, targeting bombs, you know, that the pilots use to practice, and turn into a impromptu potato cannon? And the guy looked at her drawings and he went, yeah.
Oh no.
Actually, this would work. Not sure how far the I'm not sure how far the potatoes would go, but you know, it will fire.
In the name of science.
I was like, right. I was like, we need to find out if this will work.
Did you? not officially.
Sadly, no. But we did. Yeah, not officially. But we did find out, you know, the particular design they were showing us was pretty good. Unfortunately, it would have turned the jet into a mock bomber.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Unfortunately, we found out that's kind of frowned upon around the world, but, you know, hey, whatever.
So is most of what we do.
True.
So.
That's why I have my drinking issues.
Your drinking issues and my dark humor. So DARPA has a confirmed history of human experiments, both willing and unwilling, as well as some very deep-seated ties to the MKUltra program. They do, however, have some very cutting-edge drone programs that have been coming to light over the past like 5 to 7 years. I am not unconvinced that the big drone hubbub we had, was it earlier this year or late last year? Because it all kind of blurs together.
It was earlier this year, I believe, if I remember right. Kidding. It's been a long year.
I'm not unconvinced that that was not, or that, you know, you cannot change my mind that that was DARPA. that was some kind of a DARPA test.
Yeah.
They were doing some bullshit. That was what that was. I will go to my grave until I'm told otherwise.
I will say that maybe it was last year. God, I just know it was like after that, the whole drone thing in Ukraine started really kicking off. I mean, it was happening during that point, like it started getting big, but it was after that that all of a sudden you had like some serious,
all the big
drone usage in Ukraine.
Not too long ago, that's when Ukraine launched that big box truck drone operation. Yeah, so that's a good time.
Because I think it was after that when Israel detonated all this.
Was it pagers?
What the hell are those things called? Yes, the pagers. God, I can't remember that. And I was alive during that time.
Yeah.
God.
It's okay.
I'm so
old.
We're
the same age. It's all right. I feel you. So.
Every day it just gets harder.
So the big goal for tonight's discussion is to really bring to light whether or not we and you guys listening along actually feel that all the innovations from DARPA, whether they the good outweighs the bad, whether DARPA's innovations really cross into that evil territory, or if it's really just the cost of progress, that decision is ultimately up to, you know, us and you, the listeners, and the public at large. We would really like to hear thoughts in the form of some kind of interaction on the socials.
Oh, no.
Be that on Instagram, YouTube, any of the various audio platforms. Hit us up. Let us know. If you hear one of the segments and it, you know, tickles your grundle, just let us know what your thoughts are. if
it touches your fupa.
Yes. If it headbutts the fupa, absolutely. So, also, if you don't know what a fupa is, I encourage you to look that up.
Right along with getting lanyard. Yes.
Oh, so, yes.
Look that one up, too. It's a good one.
So, DARPA's shady roots in human experiments actually has echoes of the Nazis and MKUltra.
Yep. That was only because of the fact that they brought the Nazis over, because we would said, fuck you, we want the rocket tech. And
so Operation Paperclip, we discussed that back in our, what was it? The Government Really Is Lying to You episode. We didn't just take on a bunch of former scientists. We actually brought a bunch of war criminals over to this country to work for us.
Yes, we did.
Was that a good thing? Was that a bad thing? It really depends on if you think the things that have come out of the DARPA research really are better for society at large. DARPA wasn't around for the worst of it, but it does, or its tech does build on a lot of the dark history. As I said, Operation Paperclip brought a lot of the Nazis over. A lot of those were on the list of people who experimented on concentration camp prisoners. They used mescaline for mind control.
Yeah.
Which tapers into the MKUltra program, which, as you know, the CIA funded LSD dosing of both willing and unwilling people. They had...
That's as bad as when, you know, you got guys got tested on with chemical weapons. Hey, go march through this field and let's see what happens.
I mean, the Tuskegee experiments. That was...
That too. Oh,
God.
Yeah.
I mean...
Just some fucked up individuals going to think that shit up.
When I read, and I'm going to kind of segue for a second. When I read that there were scientists and doctors in those camps injecting people with turpentine just to test and see how much it took to kill somebody. I mean, it was just, they were literally just testing the limits of the human body at that point.
Jesus, that's as bad as what the Japanese did to the damn the Chinese.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
When you dive into the history of the human race, you find out we can do some terrible things to each other, and that really kind of hits you in the gut.
Oh.
But back on topic, psychic driving that could erase people's personalities.
Yeah, but then... Didn't they find out, like, a lot of that shit didn't work?
Well, things like the remote viewing, the psychic warfare, all the different, like, PSYOP stuff that they did. There's a lot of that that's still classified to this day. Things like trying to, like, walk through walls. I should have written it down.
Yeah.
There was a high-ranking, like, colonel or general who took it upon himself to think that he could... vibrate through walls. He literally stood up from his desk after reading something and tried to run through a wall and broke his nose.
How many times do you have to do that when you realize, I can't do that?
There is research that is freely available on the internet that will tell you how to do this stuff. It's like mind level stuff, we'll just call it. It's crazy. Right. I've read some of it. Our buddy LT, he's very much into that kind of stuff from reading about it. And
absolutely, yes, he is.
If anybody's interested, we'd be happy to share what we are privy to as far as what we've seen. Just hit us up and we'll make it through there. We'll make it available to you guys.
Oh yeah, Gibbs is like, you walk through walls, you mean living with 9,999 pains?
So DARPA's modern neurotech is a lot like the Brain Initiative. I do not have that on reference if you want to look that one up. The DARPA Brain Initiative feels like a sequel. It actually, I think it leads into what SpaceX and Elon are doing with the Neuralink, mapping brains for potential control. So that leads to the issue of, is that evil inheritance or just evolution?
Okay, so some of the stuff I'm getting is more about mapping the brain in order to restore brain function through new tools for sensing and interfacing neural circuits, kind of like what Elon's doing now, where you could interface with a PC just with your brain.
So,
and then supporting military needs like restoring function after injury, enabling better prosthetics, which would
be a very good benefit.
Kind of a good thing.
The flip side of that, I think, that could enable us to remotely control robots for field use. So I think that's a good military application for that.
Oh, yeah. What movie was that with Bruce Willis? Where they were all surrogates. Yes, that would be a very good surrogates thing.
So,
not saying it's good.
I try to refrain from bringing Chad into the show too often, but since Gibbs is chiming in on this one, and he is a part of the show, he is saying that the Brain Initiative still eludes Joe Biden to this day. I think that's hilarious. And I would like to point out, we're recording this recently after Gary Busey went out.
Saw that Twitter video too?
I would like to say that I think he is still more lucid than President Biden ever was while in office. And
the fact that somebody held the camera and didn't start busting is amazing.
Dude, I lost it.
Amazing. If I had been driving and saw that, I probably would have just pissed myself.
when he, oh God.
Oh my
God. When I saw that come up, I was like, oh God, someone put him back on the internet. We're done. That's how the year's ending right there.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I saw it, I went, oh shit, because he's old. And yeah, Mother Nature said, ugly stick. Here's the ugly bomb. Here you go.
So we talked about all that. I wanted to, the pro of all this, these experiments, mm-hmm. they've led to medical breakthroughs. We have better understanding of the brain for treating PTSD, sorry,
yep.
in vets, as well as the general public, trauma yeah. victims and all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that bettering society at large, knowing what we've drawn from the tech to use in the battlefield? The con of all this, unwilling subjects, kidnappings for the things like psychic driving, the MK Ultra level experiments, that's straight up unethical. Even if it is for national security, does it cross lines beyond the point of for the sake of the better good?
Yeah, I mean, there would have to be some controls into it, you know, outside an organization that's not under governmental control that would be speaking up going, hey, this is going a direction we don't want it to go, kind of thing. Almost like we should have with AI. You know.
So, question for everybody listening. If DARPA claims that all of the current tests are on willing volunteers, how do we know that coercion isn't involved in military settings? Because they're literally ordered to go do this shit. They can say they're being volunteered or that it's a voluntary thing. But, I mean, Gibbles and I both know when they ask for volunteers, they're not really asking for volunteers. They're looking for the voluntolds. So.
Yeah. How many times you've been voluntold over the years when you were in for voluntary fun day?
Not just for the channel.
I can only imagine.
I will say Steel Beach Picnic. That was a good mandatory fun day. I got my two beers in the Red Sea.
You didn't sit through I think it was like 3 hours of a motivational speaker. And he was only supposed to be on stage for like 30 minutes. And it was so bad. Even the base commander's like, all right, you're done, dude. You're done.
3 hours.
Yes. So many of us were sitting in the background from the weapons community going,
I would have jumped up and been like, man, you motivated me to just go hang myself. I'm out of here.
If it wasn't for the base commander being on stage trying to get the guy off the stage because he wouldn't shut the fuck up, oh yeah, I probably would have jumped on that sword. I was ready for it.
Oh, and I do want to touch on before we move to a different topic, Operation Midnight Climax, where they were dosing civilians via prostitutes for observation.
Oh yeah.
I personally think that rate's very high on the evil meter. But that's DARPA's and not the CIA.
Yeah.
So should we go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, cause that's really getting dirty.
So that kind of leans into the question, given the way that they came to be, their existence came to be, do we blame them for the past? I mean, there's a lot of things that exist today. You cannot apply the standards of the modern day to the past. And I think it holds true.
It ends up being one of those things where it's like, as long as we do better, we learn from history and we try not to repeat it. So yeah, it's like our country. Did it start off on the right foot? In some ways, yes. Some ways, no. Some way, oh, it could have been way better. True. We could have just murdercated everyone. Just said, F it.
An attempt was at least
made. Thank God we didn't. Yeah. Just unfortunately, we had some very greedy individuals. So now I would like to think we're trying to do better. So again, in DARPA's case, they did some really cruddy shit back in the day, but it was always in the idea that somebody's going to fuck around and find out, and we need to be the ones that are going to show them why they fucked around and they're about to find out.
I think a lot of it is the case of if we don't do it, somebody else will, and we'll have no way to stop it.
Yes.
So, and I think a lot of that is the reason and the push behind the escalation of force for the development of our military program and the different weapons and whatnot, because especially with like AI, that's why a lot of the reins are being withheld from AI, because if we don't do it, somebody else will, and they won't have our best interest at heart. So
yeah, that is true, which is totally pissing off everybody. Me off.
I went to Best Buy and saw RAM prices. I can't in person. Fuck that shit.
Dude. The fact that they want $400 for 32 gigs of DDR5 in Best Buy right now. I wanted to just slap somebody. Mm-mm. Or even worse, the video card prices are going to go out astronomical because you have the freaking moronic CEO who already thinks we're not spending enough. You know, let's make PC gaming even more of a rich person hobby. Oh, we're going to reduce production by 40% for the consumers because we're going to devote more to AI.
Yeah. Great. If you listening are a part of the gaming culture, then you've probably been following what's been going on. And we may end up doing a whole episode.
Yeah. Hopefully you've upgraded. We
may end up doing a whole episode based on that. Because there are some big and major changes, not in the good way, coming to that. And a lot of it's being driven by data centers and AI. They're gobbling up GPUs and
resources,
RAM and solid-state hard drives, things that people need for computers to do things. So it's not a good time to be in the market for a PC right now.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to talk about it because people are already, you know, I've seen on Reddit where even the crazy hat conspiratists and the lefties and the righties are all worried about the fact that maybe this is happening, because then you're going to end up getting a small little device that makes you stream your game so you don't own anything. But
they've got to have better internet for that to happen, and that's not something they've been upgrading.
True.
So
yeah, that's because of the fact that they deregulated the cable companies.
Yep.
So there's no incentive for them to get better.
So a couple questions before we move on. Does inheriting Nazi tech make DARPA inherently tainted? You don't think so?
No. No, the tech itself is fine. As long as the intentions that it's being used for is altruistic, or however you say that word, altruistic. Yeah. And as long as the end of the day, you're using that tech for the right reason, to hell where it came from. And not only that, we won the war against the Nazis. We destroyed them. Great. So guess what? If we find a bunch of crap that's usable for our own populace, that's going to benefit us and benefit the country for our betterment, then guess what? That's what's going to happen. There's no need to get squeamish about it. It's just, guess what? Shit happens.
Brain interfaces versus the risk of mind control abuse. Do you think that's in the interest of the greater good or not?
I don't know, because I'm kind of torn in both directions, because I've seen it used for good. I've seen individuals that are fully paralyzed that can't interact with anybody without just moving their eyes to type out. But with the brain interface that Elon created, I saw somebody in a documentary that was using it to be outside with his family and be able to talk to them through the computer and spend time with their children. To me, that's amazing. Yeah. So the fact that he was able to do that, I mean, that's why I'm torn, because I'm like, yeah, I worry that this could be abused. But at the same time, the benefits that have come out just for this one person, it's like, it's huge. Because who would have thought 20 years ago you'd have a paraplegic who can barely, the only thing he can do is move his Mark I eyeballs around. And now he's connected. Now he's connected to a PC through his brain connection, and he's able to sit there and talk and interact with his children. 20 years ago, we would have been like, yeah, there's no freaking way that's
happening. It all just seems like sci-fi now. Like pure Star Trek talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, go ahead.
But it's, I mean, that's happening today. I mean, look at the prosthetics and stuff that we're getting now because of, you know, all the studies and experiments that come out from like companies like DARPA.
I'm reasonably sure that 3D printing was not invented by them, but I think they have pushed some of the boundaries of 3D printing. And a lot of the things that we're getting in that field are pretty amazing nowadays.
Even the military uses 3D printing now.
Would you volunteer for a DARPA brain hack experiment? This is to you and all the people listening.
Hell yeah, I would. I've done so much crazy shit in my life now. What the hell? Let's add it to the bucket list. Yeah, let's do it.
Bucket list at this point.
What's the worst?
What's the worst that could happen?
Oh, I already know the worst could happen. Either dead or paralyzed from the neck down. Can't talk. I'm just sitting there drooling, cross-eyed. Just hoping somebody, comes along and just shows me titties.
I can't touch them, but I can look at them.
Stuck in my brain going, that's right. I'm hoping for that really good nurse that's just like, you know what? He's going to die anyways. Here you go.
And she's like 20 in Brazil.
Thank you.
Or Colombian.
Ooh la la. Yeah. Some, you know, just something nice. Not normally found in the U.S., you know?
So, well, kind of,
has a nice accent. The accent
always sells it. Yes. We'll kind of lean into the brain machine interfaces and also the super soldier program, as well as a little bit more on the MK Ultra 2.0 part.
God, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you saying the super soldier program, all I can think of is the deleted scene from Terminator 2 when Schwarzenegger was the private and they were showing like the behind the scenes stuff and the military guys were looking at the demo video of the original Terminators, and Arnold actually had like a squeaky voice. And then they're like, can we do something about the voice? And the one scientist comes in and goes, oh, yeah, so we can totally change it.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. It's one of those like deleted scenes that I don't even know why they cut it. It was awesome. I'll have
to look into that. That sounds like it's worth a watch.
Yeah. Yes, I had it when it was when they were releasing Blu-rays of it, and I got like this collector's steel edition of it, and it was on that. But yeah, no, you said super soldier, and my brain went
autism.
Exactly. I had the tism right for a moment. I'm like, whoa.
So, DARPA has been deep diving into neurotech. N3 is the division they have for that. For non-invasive brain interfaces to control drones with thoughts, which that's fucking terrifying. That Chinese kid has the flying swords. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that was amazing. I was like, oh, how do I get that?
So they're using that to hack brains for better aim via magnetic stimulation. Augmented cognition. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of big words in this because these notes are girthy. Augmented cognition
keeps
soldiers superhuman with both drugs and tech. Critics call it evil for potential remote torture or erasing free will. Mm-hmm. So the thought that you could get some kind of remote access to somebody's brain, the thought that you could get in there and just start fiddling around with the different centers in someone's head, you could cause ungodly levels of fear, anxiety, panic, pain is the big one. You could just activate all the pain centers all at once.
You could also disable the pain and fear receptors. If you did that,
a movie out on, I think it's Amazon, with the Quaid kid. He's the one from The Boys. Novocaine. That's what it is. It's a fucking good movie.
Yes, that was an awesome movie. It is. Was an awesome popcorn flick.
And that's what his deal is. He can't feel any pain. So that's actually not the worst thing, but there are a lot of downsides. But being able to control somebody's entire brain like that, think about it. You could disable their arms, disable their legs. Give them prolonged erections if you wanted to. Wait till they're in a meeting and just...
Oh, Jesus. That's my 9th grade year all over again in my math class. 9:30 a.m. every day for an entire 12 months. You should
have started knocking one out in the morning first thing. Or two.
I had to hand to him. I'm 44 years old, so I don't even care anymore. But yeah, no, I tried that. Didn't work. Teenage hormones suck.
Let's see. Where do we go? So yeah, we did.
We went down a very dark path.
Gibbs. since Gibbs is chiming in remotely, he says that he hates everything that we just said, and that is completely on par.
Yes.
So yeah, this tech could actually save lives by enhancing soldiers' focus and reducing errors in combat. I do think that yes, that is a thing, but the con of it, the invasive implants, the ability to just have authoritarian regimes use this for like population control. I think this one, the evil potential is just massively off the charts.
Yeah. But they already have something like that to enhance soldiers' focus or reduce.
It's called butt caffeine.
It's called no-dose. Right.
And
you want the fastest way to get freaking caffeine in your system?
Right up Third Avenue, buddy.
Yeah. It's called a coffee enema. Just make sure it's not hot.
Yeah.
It's ice brewed.
Cold brew on Third Avenue is definitely... I would like to open up a coffee stand and just call it Third Avenue Coffee. Just see how many people get it.
Oh, my God. I'd be the first in line just for the giggles.
I got my coffee via Third Avenue.
And you're still drinking it normally.
You sell it in a little IV bag with a funnel. or the cup is a funnel. There you go.
Awesome. Meth chocolate?
So you could liken a lot of the historical DOD lapses, like what we just talked about, to the radiation tests that were done on troops. Consent back then was shaky at best.
Yeah. There's still no real consent when you're in the military because you're considered property.
So would there be trust now? Is willing really willing when it's your actual job on the line. Because like you just said, in the military, your property, you are owned. You are government property.
Yeah. So if the government decides, hey, we got to put this in your body, mm-hmm. that's why people got kicked out. It's as much as I didn't want to take the vaccine for COVID, I understood why people didn't want to. But the unfortunate part was, they were
being given orders.
You really don't have a say. Yeah. You don't get much of a say in the military. And if you're saying no, they're lucky they didn't go to jail for a little while. So, and as I said before, I hate everything about it. I took it only because, you know, the wife at the time was like, I have an extra and you need to take it. And next thing I know, I was having a seizure on the floor. And I've never had a seizure before that day.
We've got an episode about a lot of the COVID stuff on the docket, so we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of the shit they're finding out now about the vaccine, especially. Oh, buddy.
Oh, the fact that there's people with heart conditions now?
I'll go ahead and we'll give a spoiler.
And now they're...
The black label stuff that's coming out about the vaccine? Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah. Great.
So, sci-fi or reality question. Given the way that they could use this technology to control a person's body, knowing what we know about the body as a whole, could DARPA create a type of zombie soldier with the tech? Because some types of death aren't real death biologically, if you think about it from a technology standpoint.
Well, yeah, I mean, since we are, if we understand enough of what part of the brain keeps us, you know, your heart pumping, keeps your muscles moving and everything, I mean, it's possible. It really is in the realm of possibility. However, do we have the technology there to actually pull that off? And from a distance, because you're talking, you know, the tech, you know, nanotech to be able to initiate the neurons in a meaningful way that the brain would send signals to the heart to keep the blood flowing, to then send signals to the muscles to make it walk. Let alone, you know, the fact that, you know, the body would then need to be able to control a weapon.
Not you're thinking too far.
Using
ahead.
I don't know.
Pure baseline function. Think like living dead zombie or walking dead zombies.
I just don't think we have.
What
it
about
yet.
20 years? Because DARPA tech is technically 20 years ahead.
20 years. What
the public sees. So
20 years, I could say. So then, you know, probably. 20 years from now, so I'd say, they probably have it then.
Yes, we probably could right now. Because, again, DARPA tech is usually 20 years ahead
right
of what we see. And what we see now.
Yeah. No, I still, from everything I experienced in the military versus what we got, what we worked with, and things that I've seen, I still think they have at least, at bare minimum, 20, 30 years. Before they actually have something like that.
Okay.
Working reliably. I don't think we're there yet, but I think they're getting close. If that's what they're working on.
So we talked about the super soldier stuff. Human enhancement for defense. Is that crossing an ethical line? Is it heroic or is it playing God?
Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of enhancements we're talking about.
Horse cock.
I was waiting for you to say that. That's why I stayed quiet. And again, how many women would you scare
all
off
of them.
An enhancement like that?
Usually it just takes my face.
Probably. But... Yeah, you're going to have a very small selection of human women that are going to be like, oh, that's great. And the rest of them are normal and they're going to be like, oh, hell no. What the fuck you do
with that thing?
You better get the hell out of my house.
So side note, little segue story. Years ago, I was friends with somebody who was friends with a woman who went out on a date with John Holmes. She did not know who John Holmes was when she went out on the date with him. She was saying that the date was going well. They went somewhere. I don't remember where. They were making out. She started getting handsy. Yeah. And she just kept feeling more and more and more. And then she passed out because she was like, oh, fuck no.
So, oh, no. Oh, no.
If you're listening and you'd like to know who John Holmes is, look that up. Not at work, and do it in a safe browser.
Yeah, it is not safe for work. Let me tell you.
John Holmes is an Ohio guy, though.
That's my God.
A little food for thought there.
Is that what's wrong with you, Ohioans? Wrong with man.
Us. It's in the corn.
The fact that you guys don't do vehicle inspections just drives me nuts.
Just don't care.
The old cop in me is just going, WTF.
Let me ask you this, just to see what would add to the evil narrative. What kind of unverified rumors from DARPA that you've heard about would really put a lot of this kind of stuff we've been talking about into the, yes, DARPA is fucking evil, such as nanobots in the food supply or vaccines in the food supply even?
Well, the vaccines in the food supply is already well known because they vaccinate chickens and cows and all that stuff. So all that has to go. Yeah. Lettuce. I mean, that all has to go somewhere. I mean, for God's sakes, we have microplastics in our food. So, you know, circle of life, it's all coming back around. So vaccines wise, if even with a rumor, we all know it's there. That's why you have organic food. Even then, organic food is not really organic when, again, microplastics. But, nanobots in food, however, that could be bad.
I saw that episode of Futurama.
I could definitely see some religious groups losing their shit over something like that if a rumor came out like that one. Yeah. Oh, God, Satan's in our food. No!
They force-fed me the mark of the beast. Oh, I'm sorry. I would just have to run around with the fingers on my forehead. Red rum! Just to fuck with people.
I would go out of my way to buy that food just to mess with someone. Do you know what's in that food? I sure do, and it's delicious. I will eat it raw.
And people wonder why I carry the human consumption guide on my phone. Shifting to drones. The drone programs from swarms to sky dominance. There is an offset for 250 plus drone swarms in urban warfare and aerial dragnet to track enemy UAVs, which would be an ancillary support for ship-launched VTOL beasts, vertical takeoff and landing, carrying heavy payloads, long-shot launches from planes for safer air combat, sprints for runway-free speed demons. So they can use these drones, and I know we've kind of talked a little bit about drones, to carry out all kinds of reconnaissance, swarm attacks, drone-based payload delivery via drone bombing campaigns. What we used to do with the B-52, the carpet bombing campaigns, they can now achieve at a much more precise scale with a drone bombing run. They don't have to carpet bomb an entire city. They could essentially carpet bomb a street or a building or an alley. They have drones that are essentially mobile snipers. They're
kind of like what the Ukrainians are doing now.
Seeing a lot more of that coming into play with Ukraine. I honestly feel that the Ukraine war is proving to be a test bed for a lot of the DARPA tech they're wanting to kind of drip out to the public. So
I still say that one video they made a few years back where it was all those micro drones with the explosive packages on them, and then they were sending them out attacking everybody, and all they did was attach your forehead, boom.
There was
kind of like a cow.
There was a video that came
stuff out like that.
Part of a TV show. The guy was giving a TED type talk on a stage, and he had a little micro drone that fit in the palm of his hand. It had AI, it had facial recognition.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Microcharge that could penetrate a human skull and kill on contact. It was able to fly out in the crowd, acquire the facial target with facial the target with facial recognition, and deliver a kill shot instantly. And that was back in, I think, 20. I referenced it in another episode, but it was like 2017, 2018, I think it was. And that was something that was fictional, but based on real tech. There was a breakdown I watched on that video. Every single bit of tech to make that drone happen existed as of the day of that video going live on whatever show it was on. All that was lacking was the proper code to make it work and the level of facial recognition to actually make it be that accurate, that quick.
The only thing left that they have now to make it that reliable, though, would be the batteries that would be needed to drive the drones.
Well, not so much because drones that small are now used in races. And those batteries are optimized for both weight, longevity, and performance, and they only last for a handful of minutes. And if you're dropping drones like that out of a carrier drone, that's all you need.
So what you're telling me is get rid of all the windows in my house.
And essentially, yes. We all have to move underground.
That makes me sad because I like getting my vitamin D now. Not working at night has actually improved my well-being.
So, a pro to the drone warfare, it can reduce human casualties, at least on our side. The drones take the hits instead of the soldiers.
Yeah.
But the con to all of this is that the swarm tactics absolutely sound like sci-fi horror. They can easily glitch out or be used to target civilians or other civilian-based compounds like hospitals, infrastructure, and whatnot. So is this something that we really should be encouraging them to pursue? Because, again, if we don't, someone else will. We've already seen all the drone shit coming out of China.
Right.
And they use it for display.
Well, I'm going to say that encouraging is probably not the right word because the government has never need encouraging in anything it's done. What we should be saying is whether somebody's going, you know, hey, great idea, but how about we take a step back and go, is there a way we can do this where we're not killing our own populace accidentally because somebody hacked it?
I think the threat of remote takeover with that level of drone coverage would be my personal concern.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've got that many drones that are that capable, if they fall into enemy hands while they're already in our territory, dude, that's it. That's game over.
Right.
Those drone shows that China has been putting on for show, they use tens of thousands of drones. If those things were laden with explosives, You wouldn't need a lot per drone. And they can...
No. It doesn't take much now, exactly. And Ukraine has shown that.
And those drones do not take up a lot of space. So you could literally pack them into shipping crates. Shipping containers. Sorry.
I could definitely see that something like... Where you have a C-130 going up into the air, and you open the back end of it and just have, just lines of bars where all the drones are just hanging on, and then they're just shoved out by the, whoever's the air crew is, and they activate as soon as they leave, they get detached from that bar. Computer turns on, everything goes, and they immediately are flying right out the back of a C-130. You could pack thousands of those things
same,
in there.
Same type of C-130 setup, but you have a few of them going across the sky, unloading smaller crates, large crates, the big boy crates, full of those things. And each of those crates has the system inside of it to deploy and control and set those drones out. If each crate could hold a few hundred or maybe a thousand, and you've got X amount of crates per plane, I mean, my God. It really doesn't take a whole lot to see. Yeah. There's a lot going on that people just really don't think about. Now, yes, it...
Yeah. The only reason that wouldn't work, though, and Ukraine, again, shown why, is the jamming capability. It doesn't take much to jam them.
Well, maybe that's what the planes now, are for.
Where they've circumvented. Right. But the way they circumvented it, is fly by wire. They got wire coming out from the source of the drone, and they're able to fly for God knows how far, and they're just dragging a cable behind them. Just a thin wire. So.
Yeah, there's. Well, Ukraine has also been employing a lot of anti-jamming technology that's not wire. It's on the drone itself. They've got software that if it detects jamming, it just kind of overrides other programming and will just kind of go on pre-programmed. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. And it just kind of goes and does its own thing. Which, I mean, that's the AI stuff on it. And that's getting better and better. So, the super heavy drones that they're bringing out, those are going to enable some, they're innovative, but they're going to enable more destructive type of logistics because they carry heavier bombs. I think.
Well, I mean, you already have drones out now that they spray crops. They actually are able to save people. They pick people up. So it's not so far-fetched that, they could carry a bomb.
The day they get a drone that can drop a Moab is the day that we all need to worry.
If that happens, we're in trouble, sir.
It might be a tandem of drones, but man, that's going to...
Those things are big. If they carry... And I'm not even talking about the ones that they used recently in Iran. I'm talking about the ones that I was standing next to back in the day when I first deployed for my second tour. No way. Oh, if the drones are carrying that thing, nope. Yeah,
that's horrifying.
Yeah, that poor Smucker's factory, absolutely.
Yeah, if they're able to just make the drones big enough, they wouldn't need to be carrying ordnance. They could themselves be the ordnance.
Yeah. Well, then now you're just talking OAVs at that point. Except then instead of an actual human operating it,
yes,
it's just software.
So... With everything they've got going on and a lot of the AI integration that's going on, I know Anduril, not far from me, is integrating AI with the robotics and their drones that they've got going on. They landed a contract with OpenAI. That's public knowledge. I think that's been encouraged with DARPA, or encouraged by DARPA to kind of make a lot of that work. Do we think that DARPA's AI integration could potentially be a step toward rogue machines similar to the Terminators? I know.
You're messing with my childhood.
I wanted to. Again, we're the same age, so it's our childhood collectively.
That's true.
Is this the birth of Skynet?
On our age again. I don't think we're there yet, but it could be coming. The problem I always see with the whole AI part, who is in control at the time when the singularity hits?
I think a lot of
because
it can be determined who was in control when the singularity hits. Because at that moment, we will never be in control again.
No, absolutely not. No, I'm not even saying that part. I'm the part that leads up to it. Who is in control when that happens? Because whatever they did to get it to that point will determine whether that AI is violent or understanding. Because however they decided to develop it in such a way, like, you know, did they develop it like they're having a child be developed? Or did they just do it like normal software and say, okay, this is the internet. Learn from it as you will. And as we know, the internet is like the Wild West.
I mean, my God.
You Ford find anything on the internet. You could create Mecha Hitler, for Christ's sake. Not even trying, you let AI loose on the That's internet. Happened. But again, it just like Grok. It all depends on who's in control at the time and how they're developing the AI. Are they being, you know, smart about it, or are they just going, you know, venture capitalists? Let's see what happens when we throw shit at the wall and hope something sticks. Because the part that worries me is it's going to be the VCs that their AI is the one that's going to take that next step, and then we're all effed in the A.
Yeah, they're not going to stop. And
no, absolutely not. That's why we know that it's going to happen. Whether people want to believe it or not, it's coming. It's just a matter of when, not if.
I'm glad this is a nice
and the right side of history. Yeah. And the right side of history is not going to happen. It's going to be some effed up thing. That's how life is. It's messy. It's gory and violent. And that's how this is going to happen. It's just like when the Americas, you know, when Europeans discovered America, they may not necessarily came over with the worst intentions, but at the end of the day, you had Christopher Columbus, who decided to kill off a shit ton of Indians because he wanted something.
Yeah. I really think that at the end of the day, we're going to be fucked, mostly because the Ian Malcolm philosophy. Too many people were worried whether or not they could, that they never bothered to stop and think whether or not they should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So many people need to watch Jurassic Park. There's so much good stuff behind that when it comes to tech. Steven Spielberg was on the money with that movie. Dinosaurs, okay, they've held the test of time, but some of them, okay, not as realistic as they should have been. However, Ian Malcolm, of all the characters in that movie, he was a prophet.
I think that let me. I'm glad that this is a nice, bright, uplifting episode right before Christmas, you know. Which, oh, by the way, I forgot to say this at the beginning of the episode. We will be off for the next 2 weeks. We're going to be taking time off to chill out with our families and celebrate the holidays. So, yeah, we're leaving y'all with a nice little banger here. I'll make sure to put that in the advert.
Yes. There you go.
Now, we would like to point out that DARPA is not all doom and gloom. We do want to point out that they have had some inventions and life necessities that we have all come to know and love, and these things are just
like the thing we're using right now. These things are
decidedly not evil. We have the internet, which started out as ARPANET, which laid the foundation for the modern internet. That is decidedly not evil, although it is used every day for evil purposes. Look at Jeffrey Epstein and his network.
Yes.
Just got released, mostly. Or the dark web.
Or the dark web.
GPS for satellite navigation technology. GPS was originally designed to murderize people. I don't know if people know that or not.
Yes. Yep. Until Bill Clinton decided, hey, we should use this for the consumers.
And AI and various voice assistants. All those fun little phone prompts you get when you call a place trying to find out if your appointment's going to be kept or not. Early work in AI led to systems like that and Siri. The stealth technology that we have for aircraft that keep our planes, like the F-22 Raptor, dominant in the skies, came out of DARPA.
That thing is just—it's still, and that thing is disgusting.
It's our generation's SR-71. And we have modern things.
Go ahead. The things the plane is capable of doing.
Yeah,
you can't even talk about. That's insane.
Some more modern things like robotic gliders, like the Manta Ray. We have advanced drone tech, wireless power, combat medicine, and shelf-stable blood. The wireless power, I do want to kind of touch on that. We're going to do an episode on different power advances and the inventions that have gotten their inventors killed. But I do want to touch on the wireless power. They're looking at ways to completely power battlefield outposts from space without having to lug around fuel or power depots or anything like that. I think that there is like pure fucking sci-fi gold, because that opens up the possibility of disaster areas and like crisis type centers.
Absolutely. That
need power in a dire emergency. And we've talked about like grid down scenarios. If you get a receiver up, you don't have to power the receiver if you've got the transmitter in space. So
it's true.
That's a critical infrastructure security point that could defend against grid down scenarios. So I think that's a good one too. We mentioned the stealth technology. I want to touch on that a little bit. That actually came through a collaborative effort with DARPA. Actually, you take this one, because this was the point you had.
Yeah, I mean, DARPA came up with the initiating and funding programs for the experimental stealth technology back in the 70s. However, they worked hand in hand with our Lockheed Skunk Works to help develop the advanced development programs, which, like the HAVBLUE demonstrator, they eventually made the operational F-117, which, and amazingly enough, it wasn't even the tech inside that plane that made it so good. Yeah. It was the paint.
That's not a classified name, is it? Because I know what it's called.
I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
I won't say it just in case.
I know we never actually talked, like when I was in, we never actually specifically talked about it just because it was all hush hush. So I just know it was the paint that really is the stuff behind a lot of it, because it's able to absorb the radio waves and all that stuff.
I won't say the name of the paint, but I'll tell you what it's made of, what's called a radar absorbent material, or it's a RAM material paint. And yeah, it
God, don't eat it though.
The shit's expensive. A little tin like this costs about $5,000. Like a peanut tin, a small one.
I would imagine it tastes like burning.
To paint your car with this stuff, not only would it be like disgustingly ugly fog hat gray or like midnight black, although the matte black I think would look kind of sick on the road. Police would never be able to ding you for speeding, and therefore they would pull you the fuck over.
They would be looking at their they'd be looking at their freaking LiDAR going, what? Pull that asshole over. Something's wrong. I would have been in the car with my partner, who's probably LiDAR certified, not me, and was like, hey, there's a problem. All right, let's pull them on. We got to figure something out. Something's wrong.
I know why you pulled me over tonight, officer. It's like, why? Yes, I do know why.
So be that one time truth and statement. Over tonight. That's right. It's none of that BS. I don't know why you pulled me over. I know I was going really fast, officer, but I don't know why you pulled me over.
But do you know how fast I was going? The answer is no, you do not.
That's right. I guarantee you don't know how fast I was going. I got the paint to prove it.
Let me ask you guys a few things. Let's get kind of really in there. Drones plus brain interfaces. Is that potentially like the ultimate evil combo for remote warfare? Because we talked a little bit about the power that the brain interfaces can have, and we already know the different levels of drones. Combine the two.
Yeah.
If you could control the swarm, I mean, it would be a lot for somebody, but if they were trained to do it.
The only thing I wonder, and I know it's probably not a big deal, but the only thing I wonder is if you're using a brain interface to control a bunch of drones. What happens when that drone dies? I would assume
the signal,
you know, all of a sudden it goes off.
That would happen. That way there's no feedback. That's my assumption.
Well, yeah, that's an assumption. But however, there's always going to be that first poor bastard death that they're trying to figure this shit. Right. Because there's always that first that something goes awry. Oh. And they're going to be like, he just flatlined when the drone died. What happened? Well, it would seem that we have to cut it out the last 0.5 milliseconds before that drone cuts off. So then the body doesn't realize that it's not supposed to cut off either. Blah. Yeah.
So, okay. Surveillance absolutely saves lives in disasters. But could this be an issue of privacy invasion on steroids?
Right. Yeah, there is a privacy issue.
I think it's actually a massive one if you kind of just step back and really look at what it could be. Again, if you've got people just trained up to handle swarms, if all they're doing is flying around just collecting data and having it go to servers that AI is scanning, that's pretty 1984 there.
Now,
it's Orwellian.
Yeah, it is. But at the same time, would we also be looking at a Johnny Mnemonic?
I do.
You remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
Keanu Reeves? Oh, yeah. Could also be something like that.
Yeah, I think if the level of surveillance gets to that, then yes, secrets and privacy will be a very boutique kind of thing. So,
yeah.
It's an older movie, but if you haven't seen Johnny Mnemonic, highly recommend the watch.
It was actually a good one.
We should do that for midnight.
Yes. I think so.
Are these programs defensive genius or tools for endless conflict? Do they prevent more than they instigate, or will they just always push people to come after the big guy?
That's a hard one.
Thank you for noticing.
The only drawback to drinking during the show is I have to pee.
And again, if
what I do, taking
and, sw- and you have answers that you want to chime in, hit us up on the socials because we would love to hear from you guys on this
stuff. Absolutely. I want you to touch me in yes.
the brains. Touch my brainus. I think personally. It's kind of a two-edged sword, and I feel like that's kind of a cop-out, but yes, speak softly and carry a big stick has always been kind of the motto of the American military. But when people see power, they are driven to confront power. At least some people are. So I think it kind of works both ways. So, so having discussed all of that, the overall verdict conclusion, is DARPA evil? We've got human guinea pigs, drone armies, ethics violations, all in the name of innovation. $500 million in brain tech, swarm demos of drones. Begs the question, where's the line?
Yeah.
Is this evil empire or necessary evil?
It depends on where we're going at to these days. I know from the past history of what the U.S. has done, just like any country, you know, we were pretty effed up. But it was always the excuse was always for the better good. You know, just like in a one movie I saw where it was like, you know, the community was killing everybody off for the better good. Sometimes, you know, you have to wonder, is the better good really the right way to go? But I don't know. It just all depends. I think in our, in the US's case with DARPA and Skunk Works and all that stuff, you know, yeah, we've done some really effed up shit, but look where we are today. You know, people can still sit there and give their opinion and not be in total fear that the government's going to come in and slap them down. People are taking advantage of smartphones and high-speed internet. I've got a brand new vehicle that has its own Wi-Fi connection and is able to drive itself, for Christ's sake, which blows my mind.
That's going to be something I'm going to have a very hard time used to, if ever.
Oh, I still have a hard time getting used to it. You have to pay, like in my vehicle, you have to pay attention to the road. It will not let you look away. Otherwise it shuts itself off, which is fine. But it's still the fact that we're there as a society where this is happening.
I have seen the videos where old boy is getting a lap ride while driving down the highway in his Tesla.
Yeah, no, those people are idiots and deserve whatever's coming their way.
a pair of boobies in his face is coming his way because the car just keeps on driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But when it decides to hit that brick wall at 80 miles an hour, those boobies are definitely coming in your face and then going past your face, past your seat, and anything behind you. So,
glory, glory. It's a hell of a way to die. Well,
yeah. At least you're going to Valhalla.
Oh, shit.
There's a, that at least. They're going to be like, so how'd you die? I was going 80 miles an hour with boobies. Fuck yeah! Yes! Congratulations. That's what I'm talking about. You're one of us. Now get out there. We fight for eternity. Wait, what?
This is not the Valhalla I signed up for.
Oh, no!
From a potentially evil stance and point of view on DARPA, I feel they're going to be involved in the death of all humanity, and there's probably not much we can do at all to stop them. So,
probably not.
They've done some good. They've done some bad. We have comfortable lives because of some of the shit they've done. We can have this show because of it.
Oh, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it may or may not be worth it. That's up for everyone else to decide.
Okay. I hate to really do this.
That's fine. I can right sign back. Off or do the ending if you need. All right. So while Gibbles goes and taps a kidney, right. I would like to say thank you, everyone, for being a part of the show. We are still running the partnership with Dubby. Consume 10 if you want to try it and get 10% off. That's still going strong. Like I said earlier, we are going to take 2 weeks off to hang out with our families and enjoy the holidays. So we will be back on January 4th with our next show. So with the new year, we will still be pushing for the live show towards the end of the summer. And some other great content that we've got lined up for everything. I hope everybody has a safe and happy Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. Please don't drink and drive. Uber exists. Please use it. Make good decisions. And as I tell my kids, do not, if you're going to go out and have fun, do not add to or subtract from the population. Do not get arrested and go to jail. And if you do go to jail, establish dominance quickly. We love you, and we'll see y'all next time.